his dad, Chip, used to buy St. Arnold's, and we would steal them from his fridge and drink Lawnmower. And that's where I fell in love with, like, Lawnmower at St. Arnold, which is this Kolsch. It's a light beer that has, but it's easy to drink, right? Which is a good gateway for, like, a little guy, right?
Yeah.
But it's still full of flavor. And it was just like, this is the coolest shit ever. Yeah. And then since, honestly, then, and I would still mainly just drink light beer because it was cheap, was like, hey, Kolsch, what's this? And then that, you know, kind of led to Carl. So if y'all want any, I'd love to share.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think this would be a St. Elmo's podcast without
Trump. We got to lubricate ourselves.
We're actually really excited about you bringing beer. I was like, he's like, is he going to bring beer? I'm like, I'm sure he's going to bring like a great selection of beers.
So, yeah, these are some really fun things. So yeah, Pils, Carlton, and then a Hazy IPA. Oh, and then actually, I also brought Hop Water, which is our NA beer thing, which I'd love to talk about a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting into that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's fun. So, you know.
Yeah, I noticed the hat, and I was like, "That, what is that?" And then, yeah, now it makes sense. Yeah,
Mr. Hop and Mr.
Yeah,
Drop.
I will try that Carl 10.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I'll try with I'll try that as well. All right. Okay,
ooh,
awesome,
beautiful.
Yeah. Welcome to the Austin All Day podcast, Brian.
Thank you,
Brian Winslow.
Thank you for joining us,
St. Elmo.
Boom, in the house.
In the house.
Already going to say, if you want to do a part two with Tim, that's always an option.
Tim
Bullock?
Oh, well, so Tim isn't with the brewery anymore.
Okay, well, then I guess we can start there. That's new because you guys started it together.
We did, yes.
I'm cracking open the Carlton here.
Here we go.
So is that new news?
Tim, not super new. We did start it together. We worked at Beer Works together, which is how we met.
Okay, that's right.
And then, yeah, Tim left Texas and the brewery back in June of 2021. So it's been almost a year.
Okay.
Yeah, so he left. His family's from the Northeast, and he has a kid and another one on the way, which is exciting. And all his family's up there. They were the only ones here. And COVID was tough, and they didn't see family for a long time. And lots of, you know, running a business is hard. Yeah. And so lots of things kind of led into it. But he, you know, it was best for their family to move back home. So they live in Vermont now.
Beautiful.
By family and other friends and doing that whole thing. And so it was all, you know, amicable, and we still stay in touch. And so it's all good.
Good update. Cool. I wasn't sure about that.
Sure, yeah.
Well, and Vermont's gorgeous.
Yeah, it doesn't suck.
Is it maple syrup or beer?
Cheers. Thanks for being here, bro.
Right,
cheers,
one guys. Of the two.
Yeah. Right, they're both, or weed. Both are good. Weed is good, too.
Yep, there you go. That's awesome.
Carlton.
This is great.
This is excellent. Yes.
Yeah. So, right, Carlton, the unfiltered version of Carl, our flagship beer, Carl, right? Mm-hmm. Filtered German Kolsch, you know, the majority of our sales. But Carlton's really fun because, right, when we run it through the filter, it makes it really bright and refined and crushable and badass. This is what's known as a Zwickel beer, which is a German term for basically beer right off of the tank or out of the Zwickel.
Okay.
And so, unfiltered is going to be hoppier, a little more bitter, and have a slightly different mouthfeel. The Tettnanger hop, which is the German hop we use, and it comes through a lot more in that for sure, which is really fun to have those side by side and that on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been drinking so much Carl lately, like it's always in my fridge. And so, this is like a step up. It's like, you know, like a whole different flavor profile of Carl. So good. I love it.
Nice. Glad you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like when just hearing you talk about beer. It's so fun.
I love talking about
beer. Yeah, you're so good at it. I can, you know, just like, just the little explanation you just gave us, I'm just like so enthralled. I'm like, oh yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Beer talk with Brian.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you guys, this is all around town, right? Best taken right out of the tap. I'd say
get it best, freshest at the brewery.
Yeah, right out the Zwickel.
Right off the Zwickel, that's right. Yeah, get it off that beer teat. We have lots of fun stuff. Carlton and lots of other beers are only available at the brewery, but we have more than 100 accounts around town that have either cans of Carl or hop water or then a bunch of draft beer. And really fun places too that are honestly, none of them are more than like 15 miles from the brewery. So it's all going to be pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like this morning, like all of the beer you get is going to be pretty fresh. Like this, we've been busy. And we were delivering cases of Carl this morning that were made this morning. And so like literally we were almost ran out. And then like the delivery driver was loading up like 30 cases that were canned this morning and then delivering them to people. And they were like checking the dates on the boxes. And they were like, huh? Holy shit. Like, yeah. It was made this morning. So yeah.
The fresh.
So it's fresh everywhere.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. No, 15-mile cool. radius.
Yep.
That's yeah. cool. Very good.
And so you mentioned hop water. Let's talk about that because I know you're excited about that.
Hop water is super fun. Yeah, it's turned into a really cool little thing that kind of started where we had a bunch of friends and asking about NA beer. And it originally kind of stemmed from my wife and a bunch of our friends having kids and the ladies being pregnant and they can't drink beer, you know, as much. And so they're like, hey, I still want to participate. And so then there was also, you know, a bunch of other people, you know, sober people or people who just want to chill. It's like, let's make this NA beer thing. And so NA beer has come a long way and there's some pretty good ones out there now. But a few years ago when we started, there was not many good options. Making NA beer like with malt and every yeast and everything is really challenging, kind of requires some expensive equipment. So we had Lagunitas Hop Refresher, which is a hop water basically that they use a few other things in. And it was really eye-opening. It was like, oh, wow, you can like, it doesn't have to be a beer. You can use beer ingredients, mainly hops, to kind of give someone that experience.
That one's bottled, right?
It's bottled, yeah.
Clear, I've seen that, yeah.
Clear glass bottles. It's really good. It's different than ours. Ours is just water and hops and citric acid. But yeah, it was really fun, you know, to kind of dive into. We test batched it for a long time, like probably 20 batches, different types of hops and methods and this and that. And then eventually kind of settled on where we're at now, which is really fun, you know, that and like, you know, we really try to make the brewery, you know, in the brewery as inclusive as possible. So for all different types of people, all different types of beverages and tastes and everything. And so, you know, we hopefully we can either buy something or make something that is going to bring people together, right? That's kind of why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And so we had brought in Wine and Cider. We got our winery license. We're doing that. So we have cool stuff from Fairweather and the Austin Winery, which are, you know, homies and really make really cool stuff. And then this was kind of one of the last missing things is like, what do people that, you know, they don't just want Coke or Topo Chico, like can actually participate and feel like they're doing something that's, you know, like is going to be on par with people having sessions of beer.
So yeah. I just love how this is lining up with my actual life because I've been taking like a little reprieve from drinking daily, basically. And then I discovered Athletic Brewing.
Yeah.
And those were pretty good. And now you're coming in with this. And this is kind of new territory to me because prior to that, I was like, why would you drink a beer that didn't have alcohol in it? Like,
sure.
Why? But I've discovered that, well, if you're pregnant or if you're taking a break, you're part of the party.
Right. Yeah.
You're in the backyard of St. Elmo. You're doing your thing. It's not a Topo Chico.
Right. Which Topo Chico is great. Like, you know, Rambler is great. But like, it's not the same as participating in like a
there's an itch.
Adult situation.
Right. It satisfies the itch, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Scratches it.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So very cool. So that is the newest.
The hop water, we've had it for a year or so now, but we just started canning it last year. Got really cool designs by, I won't reach for it now, but Will Bryant's a local artist who does a lot of really cool stuff. And so we have our artist, Keith Davis Young, who does all our other labels for the most part, and he's awesome. But we kind of wanted a new take on this. This hop water thing is kind of its own thing. It's playful, and Will's art is really playful and awesome. Fun. And so he crushed it with the design.
Is that the hat?
Yeah, it's the hat. Okay, yeah, cool. Mr. Hop and Mr. Drop doing all kinds of fun things.
Okay, nice. I can.
Very cool. What kind of beer do you usually drink? Like, what's your go-to? Are you just drinking everything, or is it just...
I try to drink all of our stuff, and, you know, at least a little bit a week. But, you know, day in, day out, I drink a lot of Carl. You know, that was my first love in beer was actually, like, St. Arnold's Lawnmower Kolsch. Mm-hmm. And then that got me fascinated with it. So Carl, and then Pils, and then IPA. That's what I drink the most of, just being honest. And then I'll drink lots, any other beer. You know, I really don't hate any style. But it's something, you know, hoppy, juicy. I love the hazy beers for sure, but I still, you know, falling back in love with the West Coast bitter stuff, the piney, the grapefruit and all that. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
So St. Elmo, what? How old are you guys?
About 5.5 years.
5.5 years, South Austin, the Yard. Mm-hmm. The Yard has come a long way.
Yes, it has.
From especially from what it began as, but now that you've got tons and you could spend a whole day there.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's come a very long way.
You could, you should.
It's a fun, it's been fun to see all of it change in such a short period of time, 5 years or whatever, where we were the first business open there that like had people come into the, like the public, you know, like it used to be plumbers and storage and drywall guys and whatever. And like, there are awesome people. But like no one was showing up. And so we opened, like we got called those first few months, especially like 10 times a day or more. Like,
where are you?
Where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
can you swear? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, fuck yeah.
Sorry.
No fucking.
Yeah, it's so like people will call like because it's in this warehouse district in St. Elmo, which now is well known, but it wasn't at the time. And the parking lot had no lights and it was very dark and people would show up or drive in and be like, where the hell am I?
Right.
And now it's like you go and it's like on Saturday, there's Austin Winery and Spokesman and Texas Sake Company and Still Austin. Yeah. And like, it's just like, go, let's party.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's like, crazy. There's
cars everywhere and people everywhere. Yeah, it's so cool.
It's fun.
And then Tesla just moved in next door, huh?
They did.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that.
It's a big old building.
They haven't hooked it up yet.
Well, they haven't hooked it up? What about Little Nona's? They hook it up sometimes.
Little Nona's? Oh, yeah. They're vegan pizza.
So good, though.
It's great, yeah.
That's cool.
It's good pizza.
Yeah, it is.
It's legit. For vegan pizza, it's some of the best here in Austin.
Yeah.
I will go on record saying that. I had a friend who had the Brooklyn Breakfast Shop. He opened over there.
He did.
Same problem. Everybody couldn't find him. He was by like a volleyball court.
That was a tough spot for a bit, and it's finally kind of working out. There's Sosa's, which is Mediterranean, and then King's Taqueria, which I highly recommend their burritos.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Picnic opened over there in Brooklyn, and there was a few others.
Out of there, right?
That was probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
A bunch didn't work, and now like we've really kind of caught some momentum. So
nice. Yeah, I mean, I guess if Tesla's there, do you got people will stop and look.
They stop and look. And then Icon is a new one. I don't know if you know about them, but Icon's a new, our new, newest and biggest neighbor. They've been there for a few years, but they just recently kind of exploded with their employees. They're a tech startup that prints homes with 3D printers.
Oh, that's kind of sick.
It's insane. Yeah. It's like
you should get a print science out of the brewery.
Fiction shit. Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that.
Right.
It's really, really cool. And their whole goal is to basically fix the housing crisis in the world by making construction easier and more affordable and faster.
Wow.
And printing houses with machines. And so anyway, they have like 400 employees now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like architect, what is that called? Like a blueprint of a house. You're talking about like actually printing an entire house?
Like a machine that's as big as your house here.
Oh my God.
And they print it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll print a smaller scale down St. Elmo's in the backyard.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, next time you come by, I can go show you some of their stuff. It's in the same parking lot, and like so they're regulars now too, and people stop in to see that stuff. It's crazy what they're doing.
Farmhouse Delivery launched in 2009 and is now the largest farmers market in Texas, focused on connecting local farmers and ranchers with their communities who are hungry for healthy, organic fare. They also offer curated grocery store items and chef-crafted meal kits through their in-house kitchen. For a limited time, Farmhouse Delivery is offering a free medium local produce box to all Austin All Day listeners. Visit farmhousedelivery.com for more information and use the discount code Austin All Day at checkout. This is a great opportunity. Thank you to all our listeners and thank you to Farmhouse Delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're regulars now too, and people stop in to see that stuff. It's crazy what they're doing.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the wineries. Is there any other collaborations going on? We had Spicy Boys, shout out, right?
Because Spicy Boys, of course. Well, we have to talk about Spicy Boys.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. Our number one partner since day one.
Yeah.
Was originally when we opened with Soursop.
That's right.
And me and Teddy and Dylan, they helped us build the brewery. I mean, they put the cold room together with us and everything, like day one, homies. And the Soursop ran, kind of did this really awesome stuff. And then COVID hit and they kind of restructured. And now it's Spicy Boys, and they have a few other trucks around town. Making similar food to what they did with Soursop, but just more focused on the fried chicken aspect.
Right.
Which all really, really good.
People rave.
I mean, every time I go there, I love it. So when's the next Hot Ones? Have you all decided on that one yet?
May 11th.
May 11th. Hey, hey.
Yes.
Everybody should check that out.
Oh, yes. Explain Hot Ones.
Or it's a, what's
spicy,
spicy ones.
Spicy ones. Yeah, right.
That's right. It's called
Spicy Ones.
Spicy Ones.
Not inspired by anything else.
Okay. What is it exactly though? What goes on?
It is similar to another thing that that was maybe mentioned,
right.
But yeah, it's basically we invite really fun, charismatic guests doing cool things to get interviewed, and they eat hot chicken wings and melt their faces off while they're answering questions about their shit.
Yeah,
it's badass.
Yeah, it's cool.
So we've had some really fun people. We had two of the owners of Austin Beer Works. We had Shannon Harris, who's starting Urban Jungle Brewery. We had Lauren Dickens come and do it. And so we've had some really fun people come and
I love that.
And, yeah, get melted.
Yeah, the sauces. So
oh, yeah. Troy was the last one.
Yeah. And so I didn't make it to 10 just because it was like I was on fire. And I had a vacation and I was like, I don't want to be messed up going into my first day of vacation. And so when I got back, I tried that 10 in like I made some like fried rice for my wife and I. And
oh,
I
was just like boom. Right to 0 to 10?
Yeah, no, just the 10 sauce because, yeah, there's 10 sauces that right, you get to try.
Right, but you saved it and just went from nothing to 10?
Yeah, to 10.
That's a mistake.
Just small little amounts I put in there and I mixed it up. And I was like, I've been eating chili my whole life, growing up. And I was just like, oh, no problem. And I like sat down to eat it. Three bites in, I looked at Anna and I was like, I just ruined this meal. I was like, this is way too hot for me. I was like, I can eat whatever. I was like, I can make it through this, but this is probably not a good idea. So,
yeah, it's really fun. Like, it's so you get to like watch someone cool talk about what they do. And then like you also get to experience. So we sell like, 25 or 50 tickets. And so you can buy the 10 wings and the sauces and eat along. They gradually get hotter. And right. And so the crowd gets to participate and it's a really fun, engaging thing if you like spicy food.
Who's the interviewer?
John Gross, who's a total badass. He's really fun. He's a beer guy. So he ran the beer program at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema for like 10 years, like a really long time. So like, and now he's since moved on. He works for, oh shoot, I can't remember the name, but it's like he works for the Untappd app and a bunch of really cool beer apps and stuff. And he's just really charismatic, fun, local beer celebrity, really.
Sure.
And he really loves spicy food. And and he like collects hot sauces and trades them with his buddies. And so like it was this really cool kind of combination. I reached out to him. We had the idea for the thing. Drew Genitempo, our head brewer, was like, hey, we should do a spicy ones. And so I was like, hey, who'd be fun? Let's call John. He's really fun, friendly, smart guy. And I was like, hey, John, do you like spicy food? And it turns out he loves spicy food.
He's like, I got this one for sale and this one, I'm trading this one here.
Yeah. And he crushes it. It's a really fun event.
I have to ask, because I'm unfamiliar, but you are recording this, right?
No, we don't. It's all live. We haven't yet. We've talked about it
I'll bring all this.
We probably should at some point.
I would be more than I love that idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Let's talk. Yeah. Because
this is portable.
We have debated, I mean, one, maybe laziness, but two, like, it's really fun live and like getting people to come. And if they can listen to it, then maybe they won't. But it was kind of fun to just like live in the moment.
I feel you.
But at the same time, like there's a lot of funny things that happen. Right. So it would be cool to have it.
You never know what's going to happen with the guests. Like it's so good. Yeah. And so when we were eating it, I think it was funny because our favorite sauce was like number 6 or 7. And that was the one that you always make every year with a habanero, right?
Oh yeah. Banjo.
Talk a little bit about that sauce.
Oh, yeah. Banjo sauce. Yeah. So it's number 4. It's a fun carrot habanero base with a bunch of like a few different types of citrus and a little cayenne and a few other things, but it's like an everyday driver sauce. I love spicy food. Mm-hmm. I've participated in every single spicy ones myself. I was inspired by a few other sauces. I really like Sontava, which is like a Belizean carrot habanero based hot sauce. And so I was just like, hey, I want to make this thing that I can, have all the time and people really like it. And then it fit well in the lineup. So
yeah.
We'll release it at some point.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that would be a great idea. I love the interesting like flavors. It's like every sauce is so different. There's not
totally.
It's not like kind of, oh, well, that one tasted like this one. It's like every single one is like a different profile, which is so fun. And they get hotter, so it's super fun as you're like seeing how much you can handle. But
yeah, it's not right. It's not like, hey, I'm getting buffalo medium all the way up to fuck you. you know, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's like ginger based and all types of, you know, Thai chili and really cool stuff.
Yeah.
I could see these eventually, instead of being available in the Walmart freezer section in, you know, our local, one of our local stores here.
Yeah.
make it happen.
Well, yeah. I've been pushing them to bottle it. Bottling is a whole other thing.
Yeah. That's cool. So, but Spicy Boy is very good people to have on
great
site.
Great people. I mean,
is that like, how do you refrain from eating that every day? Or do you?
Early on, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have it like four times a week.
You have to wean yourself off.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And then I went to the doctor and they were like, bro.
You're kidding.
Well, I just, no, I mean, not really. I mean, my cholesterol was very high, yeah. Which is actually, turns out, which is hereditary, but wasn't helped by how much fried chicken I consumed.
Right.
And so, yeah, now I'll still have it once or so a week. For but sure.
Mindfully.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
If you're getting if I'm going to recommend anything on the menu, because the hot guy gets a lot of attention, but the five piece is where it's at.
Five piece?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah. Get it.
Pro tip.
Go get it. Spicy Boys five piece.
Five piece and Carl.
There you go.
Ooh. So, St. Elmo, you know, you mentioned starting at Austin Beer Works. Mm-hmm. You met Tim there.
Yep.
You guys start doing your thing. Are you originally from Austin, in this area?
I'm not. I'm from Seabrook, Texas.
Okay.
Near Houston. So it's right. On the bayou, kind of like to where like Texas starts to become Louisiana.
Okay.
Like in between Houston and Galveston. And yeah, so I grew up there and then I moved to Austin in 2004.
2004. When you were out there, was there any like food or beer happening?
Like in Seabrook?
Yeah.
Well, I was like 18. Barely 18 when I moved.
I was way into beer at 18.
So, no, I mean, yeah, I did imbibe, but it was probably like Coors Light and shit. You
know? Yeah.
And I guess, actually, that's not true. Coors Light and stuff, but we, St. Arnold existed, and okay. My buddy Steve Stakovi, one of the investors in St. Elmo.
All right, nice.
longtime homie, best man at my wedding. His dad, Chip, used to buy St. Arnold's and we would steal them from his fridge and drink Lawnmower. And that's where I fell in love with like Lawnmower at St. Arnold, which is this Kolsch. It's a light beer that's easy to drink, right? Which is a good gateway for like a little guy, right?
Yeah.
But it's still full of flavor. And it was just like, this is the coolest shit ever. Yeah. And then since honestly then, and I would still mainly just drink light beer because it was cheap, was like, hey, Kolsch, what's this? And then that, you know, kind of led to Carl.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, you might know this better than I. So you come here in 2004. When did we get the explosion of like craft beers? Like, because you're right. We grew up drinking Coors Light, right?
Yeah. I mean, right. I think most people, it's typically their first beer in America, some type of light beer.
Right. But back then,
when I moved here, I mean, we drank a lot of Lone Star, but then there was waves. So early on, I mean, it was Fireman's Four and Live Oak Hef.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Live Oak Hef and Shiner. And so, but for me and my friends, we drank a shitload of Live Oak Hefeweizen at Spider House.
Yeah.
And which is closed now. And so I can say that they served us and never really asked for IDs. Or if they would ask for ID, we'd be like, oh, I don't have it. And they'd be like, whatever.
Right.
It was like, okay, you're right by college, but whatever, man. So we drank so many pitchers of that and it was so fun. Yeah, so I mean that was the game in town for years and years was Live Oak, and you could get Big Bark and Pills every now and then, and then Hans Pills and like Brewhouse Brown and Fireman's, and that was it until then Independence opened up in 512, and I remember going to the Independence. They used to do like the first Saturday or whatever of the month or last Saturday. Once a month, they would open up their tasting room and then have basically a party in the parking lot. I remember going to that and getting like Stash and some of their beers, and it was just like so rad. But that was like 15 years ago.
Right.
And, or you know, 12, 13 years ago. It was a while ago. And then there, I think like, so that was kind of going on. And then like the big wave was Beer Works and Hops and Grain and Circle and Adelbert's and Jester King. And all of those breweries open up, and And so that was like a big, big wave. So then I, you know, started with kind of that wave as an employee at Austin Beer Works. Started as a volunteer and then got a job, and it was just, it was the best place to work. It was so fun.
Was that the first, were your foot, getting your foot wet with beer?
Mm-hmm. I was a home brewer before then.
Okay.
That's cool. And, but yeah, first professional job. I was there.
Place. Not a bad place to start.
It was, yeah. I got very, very, very lucky. This, my whole, the whole story of where we are, how we got here is just a lot of luck. And,
is it luck?
Luck and hard work, but yeah. I think it's, you know, you need that opportunity, and then you have to take it.
Yeah, you
but
got
you
a
need
vibe.
The opportunity. No one, you know, it just, and it doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah. It does not.
Hey, you got a good vibe and good energy, you know? It's like, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also pretty
thank
good in
you.
The paint, you know?
As I just be happy. I just love beer, you know? It helped. Cheers.
Yeah.
Saying you're pretty good in the paint, you know, as a post as well. So you got that going for you.
Oh, I was wondering if we were going to talk about that.
That's yes. where I met you and Nate Lewis on the basketball court.
Yes.
And Christian and all the
okay. Yes. Oh, good yeah. friends. And yeah. And yeah, me and Nathan, right, we were college roommates.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now they're Leroy and Lewis fame. And Mama Fried fame, which I just passed in my head.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, hard to resist. Good. That's like Spicy Boys.
I didn't have time. Then. I was late, so I didn't have time for a corn dog.
Is that, oh, okay. I got
I just saying that. So good.
Yeah. But yeah, Beerworks was really, really, is still a really magical place for sure.
Sure. So yeah. What prompted you to say, I'm going to do this? I want to try something. Or I guess yourself and Tim, right?
You know? Right. Me and Tim. Yeah. quite a bit of naivete and gumption. But yeah, I mean, when I started there, you know, it was probably obvious to everyone. Like, my goal was to learn everything that I could so that I could do it on my own at some point.
Okay. And but that so, was supported, yeah?
Let's very, do it. Yeah, very much so. And they yeah. we're still friends and still very supported. And we make beers together and share ingredients when we need to and that kind of thing. But I, yeah, did all the jobs and production, packaging and kegging and canning and cellar work and cleaning tanks and all that. And brew house stuff, and then eventually was the lead brewer there. And it was around then that I was like, okay, like I know how to do all the stuff, at least a little bit, mm-hmm. and fix all the, we were growing so fast that like we learned how to grow quickly and fix all the machines and do all the stuff. So it built a lot of confidence. And I saw a big need in South Austin. And so back then, I mean, South Austin Brewery existed.
Thank you. Golf
yeah.
club.
Of course. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's where I lived. I live still. Yeah. And there was, like, at that time, ABGB didn't exist. Pine okay. House Pizza didn't only had Burnet location. Mm-hmm. And there was no brewery in South Austin, except for South Austin Brewery, which came and went for a few reasons. And so it was like, hey, like, let's do this. Let's find a spot. And then, you know, St. Elmo was the number one goal. And we found that junkyard and turned it into a brewery.
That's so now, cool. So
I know beautiful. It's an old town, but why St. Elmo?
Yeah,
like, why is that street? Why is it St. Elmo?
Good question, right? Yeah. Patron saint of sailors and abdominal pain. I have no fucking idea. the only thing it was a village like 130 years ago called St. Elmo, that's south of Austin. Originally, Austin was only north of the river.
Oh, okay.
And so that the Austin proper existed, and then eventually grew and grew and grew, right?
Oh.
And then that village became in Austin, and then they named the street after it.
Okay.
And now it's like a neighborhood. But why it's named St. Elmo is definitely a mystery. I went to the Austin History Center, probably 8 years ago, 7 years ago, before we opened, and was just like doing, there's a lot of cool stuff there. If you've never been, it's off Guadalupe. And I was like, why is this St. Elmo? And so they have a whole folder, it's very thin, about St. Elmo. And the best I could find was a book report done by some kid in the 50s that said something about a rich guy was asked about what should we name this village, and he said he was reading a book about the patron saint of sailors, St. Elmo, and why don't we just call it St. Elmo?
Okay.
And that's how it got its name.
Right, you know, right next to the giant body of water. It's very fitting.
Yeah.
You know, I actually, you know, it makes no sense, right? Right? And so I love that. And one of the things I like about it is it's in South Austin, which is changing, but it's historically this like hippie weird spot where all like the, you know, the dope smokers hang or whatever. And all the musicians and stuff. And like, it's weird. It makes no sense. Just like the culture is like a bunch of nonsensical, rad people doing weird shit. And it's like, okay, San Elmo, this makes no sense. It's fun.
Yeah.
Like the St. Elmo Motel. Why? Who cares? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It just sounds good.
That is it. It's all interesting, though. And yeah, I like the theory. It makes no sense. Maybe they knew back. He fits right in his book report. He's like, I got a feeling this part of this, it's going to be a weird place. It's funny that we're going off history from a fifth grade book report.
Yeah. It could have been third grade. You know, don't quote me on that. Go look it up. But wow. Yeah.
Then versus now.
Read the file.
So is the parallel with craft beer and like the internet, or is there like a parallel there? Like the rise of like these, you know, iPhones and everything and accessibility.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm just curious because I kind of, I'm thinking, right? Isn't that kind of when it all happened?
I mean, I think really, I would say the general expansion of people's tastes and information exchange has led to all of the different things that we do now because of the internet and all that, right? Yeah. Like one analogy I like to bring up when people ask about, you know, the expansion of craft beer, why it is where it is and all of that is like, the culture has changed in so many ways because of mass communication and information exchange. And beer is one example of that. But another example of that is like Mexican food that we take for granted. But growing up, spoiler alert, most of my family is actually from Ohio. So I was raised in Texas, lived my whole life here, but most of my family lives in Ohio. My dad lives there. I'll go visit when I was a kid. When I was a kid, going to Ohio, even in Cleveland or Columbus or whatever, there was no Mexican food at all. Zero. None.
Zero.
Absolutely none. Like, wow. You couldn't buy salsa at any grocery store anywhere, not even like Pace or whatever, right? And now they're everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and there's Indian food and Chinese food and all kinds of stuff. And so like where the entire world's culture is sharing itself with itself. Right. And and craft beer is just one tiny little example of that happening.
It's a tiny, great example though.
Yeah. It's grad.
I mean, there's great beer everywhere.
Grad, great and rad.
Yeah.
Are you coining that?
No, I misspoke and was clearing it up.
There we go.
That's a new t-shirt.
All day exclusive.
Yeah.
That'll go on a t-shirt here. We have, speaking of beers, and these are delicious, a segment on this podcast called Potty Talk.
Oh,
now, it's sponsored by Buckies. They just don't know it.
Yep.
Give me some Buckies.
Yeah. Favorite beaver item nuggets. At Buckies?
Beaver nuggets.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, come on. I like beaver nuggets. My favorite item at Buckies is honestly probably their soda. This is stupid. Like their soda. Like it's like
it's
64
better,
cents. And it's better. And it's, you get a gallon. And it's awesome.
Right.
And like I don't drink much soda, but like on the road, it's really, really rad.
Like, yeah. It just hits right on the road when you're there at Buckies. I'm a Boudin kolache guy there.
They're kolaches. Yes.
They're jerky in the kolaches.
I'm in the odd licorice category, but hey. It is good.
Okay. All right. I see you.
No shame.
I'll try.
Favorite bathrooms you've come across? Obviously, Buckies. We've checked that one off.
Buckies. Yeah. I won't say Buckies. There isn't really one in Austin. Favorite bathroom, man. So I have two answers. Recently, I just went to the proper for a wedding.
Okay.
And that whole place is just gorgeous. Holy shit.
Now that's the hotel.
The hotel. And there's a restaurant and MMH, like an event space. And
nice.
It's now MML, right? Is somebody?
I don't know.
The McGuire Mormon. That's like,
Lambert. Yeah.
Lambert, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Definitely.
I don't know the name of the
restaurant. But the bathrooms and the tile and the color and everything was just so awesome. I was like, wow, this is a nice-ass bathroom.
Okay.
However, my second answer, I don't think it exists anymore, but was always the urinals at Emo's back in the day. At
We've Sixth heard Street. That.
Oh my gosh!
Where they had the ice in the troughs, and you got to try to melt as much as possible while you were like chugging Lone Stars. Right? It was so fucking fun. And you're like, and like everyone, like the door was just open. You're like technically in the bathroom, but everyone can see you like outside the door because there was not a door. And anyway, the Emo's bathrooms. A lot of fun shows there, a lot of fun, cool things there, melting that ice was fun.
Yeah, that place, Emo's, is like, you know, if you were in Austin earlier and you got to go to that Emo's 6th Street and see shows there, it was just so fun.
Unbelievable. Like,
yeah, you could do whatever you wanted there.
Very magical place. Yeah, yes, you could. Tested that.
It's like no rules.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Starting St. Elmo's, any other breweries or friends you have brewing things that you see coming up?
Man, there's so much fun stuff. A lot of people ask about competition or whatever in the beer industry, and
it's friendly though, right?
It's very friendly, and it's really I'd say camaraderie. And one of the things I like to say, which is an old phrase, but something Tim actually used to say a lot, is that the rising tide, you know, raises all ships.
Yeah.
And that's how the craft beer industry definitely has worked and still works, I think, today. Is the more people that don't drink, you know, Lone Star or Coors Light or Miller Lite or whatever, and they decide to drink Carl or Pearl Snap or Electric Jellyfish, then, you know, that's the battle. And yeah, so many fun things. We are lucky enough to be friends with most of the brewers around town. Yeah. We've done beers with most of them. We had a beer come out with Jester King last week. We did a Cool Ship Kolsch with them. It was really fun and delicious and kind of maltier than Carl, but really rad. Pint House guys are great. Their beers are amazing. Beerworks is great and amazing. One that doesn't get talked about probably enough is Southern Heights. Mm-hmm. They're over off like Technus Center in 183.
Okay.
And they make some really good IPAs. It's small, like run by two dudes, Austin and Chris, and they work really hard, and their beers are fantastic.
So are they available in stores?
No, that's draft only, mainly at the pub, and they have like, if I don't know exactly, but probably a 20 to 50 draft accounts. So it's just small draft done by them as well.
Cool.
Only them. So.
And I wanted to say, so did I see the cheer at the soccer stadium now?
We are.
Okay, cool.
Have you heard the expression, it tastes like chicken? I want to tell you about the highest rated chicken farm in the South. Greener Pastures Chicken raises organic, pasture-raised birds in Elgin that the top chefs in Central Texas have been putting on their customers' plates like it's nobody's business. They're USDA certified organic, non-GMO project verified, real organic project certified, certified humane, and go Texan. They're in the final stages of becoming the first poultry farm nationwide to obtain regenerative organic certified status. You heard that right. They're humane, they're sustainable farmers, and they are the chicken of choice for the top chefs in Central Texas. For those of you who love to cook at home, you can pick up locally Greener Pastures chicken at People's RX and Dias Market, or you can have it shipped to your home courtesy of farmhouse delivery. It doesn't just taste like chicken.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No kidding. Super exciting.
Super cool.
Yeah. Well, that's no small
feat. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still haven't been to a game yet to have a Carl. I need to.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we got in and Q2, I can't like Levy Restaurants or whatever does their concessions. And man, they're the coolest people. They came by the brewery for a tour a couple weeks ago. And like most big stadiums and how that works is it's all buyouts by the big dogs and, you know, distributors, and everyone is just like, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you only buy Budweiser or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Carbach, fuck off.
For $14.
And so that's typically how that works, right? Because they get paid. It's pay to play. And I can't afford to do that. Neither can any Live Oak or anybody else or Beerworks. I'm sure they have these contracts a little bit, but they have a few bars there that like they let in local beer and they made it a priority. And so they like us and 512 and Beerworks and Zilker and a few others are in there. And like they got Carl and they got Rosa, our raspberry sour on tap in the craft beer hall. It's so very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get you to a game, man. It's so cool.
Last year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we didn't season. Have our, okay, it was cool. This year, this season, the nice. First, yeah. I went to two games last year. that I remember, and had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we need to go, yeah, this year and get, drink some Carl. So
yeah,
our airport is cool like that too.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're, I mean, the soccer stadium's following in footsteps of that,
mm-hmm.
which is very Austin-like.
It is, right. Yeah, be like, you know, the shit around you.
I mean, yeah. You go to the airport. I mean, it's different, obviously. It's not the restaurants, but you can eat, you can get a good taste of Austin if you were doing a layover.
You can. Yeah, you can go get, like, Taco Deli and
Peach Tortilla.
Peach Tortilla.
Yeah, Salt Lake is in there. I mean, there's
every time I'm there, I feel like there's something new.
Beer Works and Live Oak and
yeah.
Pine House and, like, good beer. And,
those are all in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 That's cool.
Why not go to the airport?
Yeah, there you go.
And Tito's.
There you go.
Tito's. Which is everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's 6 a.m.
Love Tito's.
So
6 a.m. flights.
So good. So we have another segment.
We do.
And it's called What Are You Eating?
Yeah.
What are you eating right now? What's going on? Like, are you visiting places? Are you cooking something special? Like, what's on the palate?
Sure. What am I eating? Well, I have two kids, and they're awesome, but they require me to go home a lot. Mm-hmm. Shocker.
Younger
and
kids.
So I don't go out as nearly as much as I would like to, but to just totally throw them under the bus.
Let's see.
Cool spots that I like to eat. I mean, I eat a lot, like Matt's El Rancho. If you're not going there at least once a quarter, shame on you.
Twice a month at least.
You got us.
Yeah.
That's just obvious. If it isn't, come on. I already said King's Taco Korean Spice Boys. We're talking about all that stuff. I love Little Deli Pizza, which I don't get to eat enough. It's right. Y'all probably don't either, right? It's a Northside spot.
Yeah.
But their pizza is fucking dope.
Yeah.
And so that place is really great.
Muffuletta Slams there. It's like, yeah, they got some good stuff.
And then I guess one of my favorite combos is go to Cosmic, get some Carl and Leroy and Lewis barbecue. Their beef cheek or anything they make, it's just like, holy shit. You're gonna wait in line, so you'll get to have a couple Carls while you wait. So I definitely recommend that. Let's see. I went to June's All Day yesterday with a buddy. Like a fan, you know, South Congress spot, yeah, mm-hmm. hip and the great wine list. We have our beer on tap there, but like they've lots of good stuff and had nice soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool aesthetic there. It's all the design, menus, everything is just really cool at June.
Totally.
I like that too.
Oh, and then I guess one more. I got to shout out Cisco's, an original.
Friends with
Matt.
Fifth Street.
If you're on the east side and you want Tex-Mex, go to Cisco's. They have Carl, and you can go get some enchiladas and, you know, just slop it up.
That is a spot.
I've never tried it. I need to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can get it at Lions Muni too. They took over the concessions there, so you can get Cisco's, on the east side or at the golf course over in west side.
Okay. Pro tip, check it out.
Yeah. You mentioned the kiddos. Are they younger?
Yeah, I have a 4.5 and a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's got to go.
They are young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they eating?
Two boys. They are kids, and they eat what I give them. Right. No, they do not. They are very picky. Okay. And let's see. I mean, a lot of quesadillas and PB&Js and fruit, carbs, cheese.
Yeah. Part of me is
I love spicy food and like explore, and I'm like the food and beverage industry, and like, oh, you should like eat salmon, right? Fuck no, dude. I wish. I try and like, you know, one cool phrase I've heard about kids is that kids don't come from you, they come through you, and they're going to be their own people. And they're also, they're 4-1. But they're going to do their own thing, and you got to just let it happen.
Yeah, that's totally true. When does the 4-year-old get his first taste of beer?
No, not really. I think I like put some on his lips when he was a little kid just to like say I did it. My plan with them, and this might bite me in the ass because he's real smart, is as soon as he can learn to make it on his own, he can drink it. He can't drink any other alcohol that somebody else made, but I'll help him get the equipment. And if he can figure out how to make it, then once he's in high school, let's say, I'm not going to let him drink when he's 10. But but like once he's in high school, 13, 14, and if he can figure it out and make some swill, then sure.
I believe there's, I mean, you would probably know this, there's a law where you can like, your kids can drink with you.
Oh, and, sure.
Yeah. Okay. That's new to me. I did not know.
Well, it's so different like in America, right? It's like in like Europe, people are drinking wine at such a young age with dinner and it's not a big deal.
But and they're all healthier.
Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of weird. I started drinking at kind of a young age because I had older brothers, but and that kind of, you know, I think I started drinking kind of like at like 10 or something, 11, like drinking beers and Coors Light and smoking cigarettes and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, but it's like, just because my brothers were older, you know, but it's like, I'm not like this crazy party guy, you know, but I like to party, you know, I like to have a good time.
He's lying.
It's about moderation, like in education and like teaching that it's not this voodoo thing. I was raised in a very conservative religious household and it was frowned upon. And so like there was like a big explosion for me where I overconsumed, I would say, for a
It can be detrimental, right?
Exactly. And I think, like you look at other cultures and like, hey, just it's not voodoo, it's just a beer.
Right. And when it's forbidden, it's like, well, I got to go balls the wall with this because we're doing it now.
Yeah. The clock is ticking.
I am blacking
the
out.
Stops.
Blacking out now.
Right.
Waking up in the lawn. Good times.
Yeah.
This is one to put in the books.
So I hope to teach them one, how to make it, but two, how to just like, hey, this is like a normal thing. Don't have too much.
Be cool. Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Say bitch, be cool. Say bitch, be cool.
Oh, that's great. So you get around though when you can. I mean, you're
I definitely, yes.
So and the kiddos can come to St. Elmo's because it's definitely, you say, for everybody, literally even the kids.
Yes. Oh yeah, sure. Family friendly.
Kid friendly.
My boys are there. Charlie's my oldest. It's his favorite place for sure. I let him like drive, like get on the forklift with me and like do that kind of stuff. And
I know he's four, but like, does he seem like, because like, you know, sometimes when they get into this like young, like my daughter's gotten into like cooking at a young age and she's still into it. Like, baby, does he seem into it?
He's very into it. He's extremely smart.
And that's fun.
He loves to build things and I want him to do whatever he wants to do, but if he would be a brewer, that would be very fun.
So, right.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
For sure. They come and the family's there. We had the Spicy Boys put on a crawfish boil for us last week. It was hella dope. Always is. And the family came out and we had a Cajun band play that normally plays at Evangeline Cafe. Another shout out.
Okay.
Great spot.
Nice.
Yeah, Charles Thibodeau and the Austin Cajun Aces played great, you know, Cajun music. And then Charlie got up on the stage and played the washboard.
Okay.
And anyway, it's very family friendly. So
that's awesome.
Are you doing any more crawfish boils this season?
I have asked and haven't heard back. So
okay.
We'll see.
Cool.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I hope so. We've done two in the past, like two in a year in the past, but we'll see. We'll definitely do one. We'll do one at least one every year. So
yeah, that's cool.
But the 11th is the spicy ones.
Yes, spicy ones.
May 11th. Check it out.
Excuse me. Are there tickets?
Yes. Yep.
Are they sold out?
They haven't gone on sale yet.
Okay, I'm really.
They sell out typically in like a few hours or less.
Because I'm
I got mine last time like right away. And
you
got
to get.
Did you say quarterly you're doing that?
Yes.
That's
so it's
perfect.
Like May 11th and the next one is August 10th.
Did you say the guest who's on the May 11th?
No.
Are you
it's
one
a
too?
Secret.
Is it a secret?
It is a secret.
Well, come on.
We actually, we had a really cool guest who's going to end up being the August one. Actually, this is a cool story. It's not a big deal. And we have a month to figure it out. So we talked to one of the guys from Icon, Dimitri Julius, one of their head guys, really cool guy, like most interesting man in the world. Like he was in the Marines and he worked in Africa and Katrina aid, and he's an engineer and super smart, and then he started this company that's going to like save the world of housing, right?
Fucking awesome.
And while we met last week, and while we're in the middle of like getting to know each other and figuring out the questions and how we're going to do this, that, and the other, he got an email from TED Talks that was the same time that we're doing our spicy ones. And he's like, hey, I'm sorry, I think we're speaking probably maybe him at TED Talks in Calgary Canada. Sorry, I have to miss your little spicy chicken thing. It was like, okay, fine, go to Chef Doc's.
Right, that's right. Cool, I guess. That's a good excuse.
No, super cool. He was, and he's like the most gracious guy. So he'll be in August, and then we just found that out a couple days ago. Yeah, so we'll find someone fun for May.
Nice.
Fun.
Hell
fun. Yeah. Yeah,
that's cool.
I might go to that.
Yeah, we might have to check it out. Maybe we'll record it for you. You can start.
That would be sweet.
Posting like a little, like,
talk to the gang.
Spicy ones thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Totally. So St. Elmo, that's like, you guys got like a little block there. There's tons of things to do. I mean, Still Austin's there, the winery, but you're carrying all that stuff there. What else do they have? Like the...
It's a lot of fun stuff.
You've got, because it's a conglomerate, it's like businesses and...
Like yeah, right. Places. So there's Icon, there's Tesla, there's so I'll just walk down the row in my mind. So Austin Winery, amazing. Spokesman, right, you know, best coffee around.
Yeah.
Where they do all our coffee for coffee beer.
Okay. Those are hard beer too. Or, I mean hard coffee, no?
What?
Boozy coffee.
Boozy, like, coffee?
I'm thinking.
I don't know if they do boozy coffee, but they do. They roast coffee, they sell coffee, they have beer and wine.
Oh, they have beer and wine. That's okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Austin Cocktails, and then Texas Sake Company, and then Blue Norther Seltzer, local seltzer brand. Actually, this really cool company called Gathered Foods, which I had it once. They brought it by, and they're just getting started, but it's like their test kitchen and offices. It's vegan seafood.
Hey.
Which sounds real weird, right? Like, vegan seafood, how are you doing that? But I had a sandwich. It was like a tuna fish sandwich that was all plant-based, and it was awesome.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I love vegan
Gathered
food.
Gathered Foods. Try
that. Yeah. Gathered Foods. So I don't know. I haven't met them or know exactly what they're doing, but they brought us some food, and I looked at their website. It looks like cool shit.
Yeah.
And then Metabolic, which is a gym that does like circuit-based training, high-intensity stuff. It's like you want to go get like for real buff, like go there.
Okay.
Fuck CrossFit. And then Still Austin, then us.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that area is, if you bring someone from out of town, a lot of times you get, go to Salt Lick or go to, you know, the stereotypical places mm-hmm. people suggest, but like go there.
Yeah.
Just walk down the
yard. Yeah. Come to the yard.
Yeah.
You get a taste of
your whole day there.
You just all the way down and then end at the brewery.
Right.
I mean, that's awesome.
Or start at the brewery. It's easier for my bartenders, but yeah.
Okay. There we go. Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Anything else exciting coming up?
Yeah. What's going on with Brian Winslow? Anything?
Oh, man.
In the works? Anything you want to talk about?
Wait, all cameras on you. This one.
Oh, here we go. He's seen it. plug-in. I mean, we have lots of fun stuff coming with St. Elmo. We have a new beer about every week.
Okay.
And so I definitely recommend, please come to the brewery, come to the pub. You're going to get the coolest, freshest beer there. I guess one thing I do really like to plug that we've been doing for a long time is Grassy Thursday. And it's some of the best musicians you're going to hear. And 7 to 10 every Thursday, free live music, no tickets. And these guys and girls, they shred. It's really, really great music. And it's like, it's what South Austin used to be and still is in a few spots, but it used to be everywhere. And we're, you know, trying to hold on to that culture. It's a rotating cast. So it isn't just one band. It's like anywhere from 4 to 10 or 20 different people that just rotate, that know each other, that come in and play really great music. And you come have a good beer and some fried chicken. And it's my favorite night to go to St. Elmo.
That's awesome. I'll be there next Thursday.
There you go.
For sure. Boom. I got a friend coming into town.
Cool.
I'll definitely be there.
Is that like bluegrass or what?
Yeah, bluegrass. Okay, cool. Yeah, American, yeah, bluegrass.
Very cool.
Bluegrass music. Flattens good drugs beer and drinking. Sex and drugs.
Yeah, there you go. Boom, boom. That's all you need.
Very good. Do you want to do any shout outs?
Should we do the shout outs? We have a segment where we do shout outs now.
It's, okay.
I mean, we kind of just did in a way.
We did. We I got more. Let's do it.
You start it. Go for a shout outs.
I'm going to shout out Don's Depot. We went there after my wife and I's wedding. We just got our beer in there last year. It's one of the best dive bars and places to go hang. Not to compete, but Thursday nights, see Murphy's In-Laws, and just really great music and fun people.
Cool.
Boom. Nice. Don's.
Boom. All right. Love it. Don's. You want
to
go?
Sure. It's going out to Farmhouse Delivery.
Hey, check it out.
Farmhouse Delivery is great. You can get all kinds of good stuff. And like this, the shameless plug is you can use the code Austin all day and get a produce box and do it. Use it. I mean, people get after it. I mean, yeah. You want a free produce box, we got one coming here. But they've got so much good stuff at Farmhouse Delivery. If you don't know, now you know.
Check it out, Farmhouse Delivery.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to Burnt Bean Company in Seguin. Went there.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it was so good. Ernest Cervantes, I believe, is the pitmaster there and the owner. Just crazy cool experience. Great food. Everything was awesome. Super beautiful location. Also, I want to give a shout out to Nixta because we ate there this past Friday. And Nixta, we had Edgar so and like it was just... People need to experience that kind of like eating with just people that are just so sweet and like... Great conversation at dinner, and it was just like a really great experience. So I want to shout out him and his wife for taking care of us. And I don't remember the waiter's name, but that dude was really cool too. Vibey.
It was Mike.
Mike, is that right?
Yeah, it might have been Miguel.
Okay, well, yeah, but super cool. Sarah, shout out to him.
Sarah and Edgar, thank you. But I figured out the key to Nixta is like you're always going to have good food, but you have to get dessert.
Yeah.
It in where you feel like you're at their home. And somehow every time you're eating dessert, like a slower song comes on. And it's like,
man, the music there is so cool.
Right. It's synced up with your taste buds.
And that liquor that they brought out too, that Nixta liquor, corn liquor, was so good.
So good. Did you keep that? You brought the bottle home?
I kept the bottle. My wife was like, why did you bring that home? What are we going to do with that? And I was like,
look at it?
I don't know. It's just beautiful. I just bought it. She's like, okay.
Cool, bro.
Yeah.
Put it next to your Bob Marley poster.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right? I always
problem
bring home
solved. Well, cool. Brian, awesome. Thank you so much for
thank
coming.
Thank you.
Brian Winslow, St. Elmo. Check it out. Spicy Ones. All the good stuff that St. Elmo's is doing. Super exciting. Stand-up guy.
Ding dong.